And the time is 47 minutes past one.
Archie!
Where's Archie?
Has anybody seen Archie? Where's Archie?
Ladies and gentlemen, Archie's the boy.
What a horrible row you're making. You'll never be another Diggy or a Lawrence Pickwick. I've never heard a noise like that since my dog fell in love.
Now, don't discourage the lad, Mrs. Briggs, if he trains hard. He's got a great singing career ahead of him.
Yes, I'm only exercising my voice.
Sounds to me as if it's come off the leash.
Now, Mrs. Briggs, what do you know about music?
Well, Mr. Briggs is very musical.
Oh.
He used to play the trombone, but now he prefers to play the piano.
But why?
Because he can't balance a pint of beer on a trombone. Oh, I'm very glad he gave up the trombone, though. He got into the habit of practicing it in bed.
Oh, that must have been awkward, Mrs. Briggs.
Well, it was. Every time he blew out a bottom G, he pushed me out onto the landing.
Oh, I say, what a shame, eh?
One night after practicing in bed, he played the entry of the gladiators in the local. And when he blew out an I note, he hit the landlord with a pair of bed socks and a shower of centipod.
All right, that's enough, Mrs. Briggs. Now, come on, Archie. If you and Mr. Hill are going to do that double singing act on the stage, you'll need all the practice you can get.
All right, huh? If it isn't my old pal, Mr. Benjamin Hill.
Oh, that's me, son, with me ear parted in the middle so as I can play two pianos by ear.
Well, now tell me, what do you think of Archie's singing progress, eh? His breath control's perfect. You know, it's wonderful the way his voice swells and sinks.
You know, that's very close to the words I had in mind. But don't you worry, son. When you and I get to that audition, we'll slay 'em. Let's sort out what we're going to sing at the audition this morning. Now, here's the music.
All right, thanks, Bill. Do I like this song here? One fine day,
we make it sound like 2 weeks of smog.
Now, don't you be rude, Mr. Bill. My voice is very strong. You just listen.
The voice was so strong it broke a glass.
No, it didn't. That was the cat jumping through the window.
Now, how about this song at the audition, Mr. Hill?
Oh, no, we can't do that, son.
Why not?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. You see, the other day I was talking to a couple of chaps, and one of these chaps said to me, this chap, he said, I want to talk to you, he said.
This
chap? This chap. I want a quiet word with you, he said.
He didn't.
He did. He said, listen to this, he said, now this is very important, he said, this chap.
Well, now tell me, what did he say?
I can't remember.
Now, look here, you two. There isn't much time before you're due for that audition, you
well,
know?
Well, why don't you take me along? I can sing as well.
Somebody, the cat's come back for its luggage. Now, come along, Archie. This is our last chance to make a career together.
You know, it's wonderful, Mr. Hill, isn't it? Is it thrilling? Oh, look at the girls and the lights. Oh, I've never been backstage at a theatre before.
That is quiet, everyone. All right, we'll try the husband and wife act now. Here, I say you do. Have you done any work recently?
Oh, not half last week up in Glasgow. We had him in the aisles.
Yes, the Orkney aisles.
all right. Come on now. Get on with it.
Hello, Jack. 1, 2, 3...
Thank you, and good night, Anne Ziegler and Webster.
That's well, now, we'll let you two know. Now, come on, who's next?
Oh, dear. I hope it's not us, Mr. Hill.
Here. Who's doing the tap dance on the wooden mat? Oh, it's only Archie. His knees are knocking.
Oh. All right, then, the next set. Al, Andrews and Ben Hill. Now, tell me, what experience have you had as singers?
Well, I once sang in the White Horse Inn.
What part?
Fort Hill Bar.
Oh, I say, Mr. Hill, I'm so nervous. Oh, I'm faint-time.
Now, steady, son.
But they're all watching me. Oh, I feel so conspicuous.
Well, so did I when I first sang in public. Very conspicuous.
Were you in an audition?
No, the Luton Girls Choir.
Now, come along, get on with it.
Yeah, okay, now, ready, Archie, after four.
All right.
Four.
Anything you can do.
Come on.
I can do anything better than you.
No, you...
Yes, I can.
No, you,
no, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Come on. Anything you can see, I can be greater than you.
No.
Come on, greater than you.
No, you're not.
Oh, no, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, we are.
Well, we'll let you know now. Next act, please.
Oh, but Mr.
You heard next act.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Hill. I let you down. Oh, what are we going to do? If only I could find some way of curing this dreadful case, son.
Now, don't worry, son. I'll take you along to see a psychiatrist friend of mine.
Will you? Oh, you know, you've got brains.
I know. I'm not just a pretty face. Let's go.
All right.
All right, now. The next step ready. Who are you, lot?
The car.
Oh, I've heard about you. Smashing it. Come on, give us the song, then.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. If you send me up to China, took me up Carolina, there's one thing I know is true.
My love is like a boomerang.
Boomerang.
And I'll come right back to you. If I go to Costa Rica, Peru or Tanganyika, just be careful what you do.
My love is like a boomerang.
And I'll come right back to you. Another lover you may find, but I bet you'll never get me from off your mind. If I fly to Mars or Venus and put the sky between us, don't think our romance is true.
I'll travel on a boomerang.
And I'll come right back to you. Another lover you may find, but I bet you'll never get me off your mind. If I fly to Mars or Venus and put the sky between us, don't think our romance is true.
I traveled on a boomerang.
Boomerang.
And I'll come right back to you.
Oh, yes, I'll boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boomerang. Right back to you.
Oh, Mr. Hill, I'm sorry I was so nervous at the audition.
Nervous? You're like a cat with eight down and one to go.
Do you think that this man will cure me of my stage fright?
Oh, yes, son. He's the best psychiatrist in the business.
Oh.
Look at his notice on the door. 5 couches, no waiting. Come on, let's go in.
All right.
And a jolly good afternoon to you. My name is Nigel Bowser-Smythe, with a hyphen. I'm a jolly old psychiatrist with a jolly old theatrical profession and all that sort of thing in there.
I say, how terribly lovely for you.
Yes, it is rather. You know, I have been so busy today. I just cured a man who had musical noises in his head. I found it was caused by the band on his hat. Now, then, children, what is your trouble?
Well, you see, sir, when I go on the stage to sing, I open my mouth and, well, nothing comes out.
Well, now, open your mouth wide and let me look at your throat.
All right.
Now, let's see you right inside. Oh.
You're looking for the lock cord.
Oh, very funny, yes. Oh, I say you've got a little thing at the back that squiggles.
Well, so is everybody.
I know.
But this one's labelled Keep Left.
I just can't stop them popping out.
But it's something you've eaten.
Yes. Well, your threat's quite all right. I think it must be purely psychological. All you have to do is develop confidence. Oh. Present, as we say in Latin, you get the phobias sense.
Or as we say, you get up at the window.
Yes, now here's the jolly old plan. You see, you make a gramophone record of your singing act, hide it in the pit, and sink it. If you make a mistake, no one will know, and that will give you confidence.
Where can we make such a record?
Well, I've got a piano and a recording machine right here. Are you ready?
All right.
Right. Off you go.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Now I can do anything better than you.
Oh, Mr. Hill.
Sorry.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater.
But with a lot better, I'm greater than you.
Oh, it's too high. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Really take the record and hurry up home to play it on the gramophone.
Well, thank goodness we've got on with the record safely. Now let's try it on the portable gramophone.
Anything you can do, I can do.
Now I can do anything.
Good.
Thank
you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Oh, that's jolly.
Well, that's enough, Archie. It's just a job. This will soon cure your stage fright.
But, Mr. Hill, where can we get another chance to go on the stage?
Well, that's easy. There's a variety talent competition on tonight. We'll enter.
All right.
Hello, Monica. How are you?
Absolutely head up. You see, this morning in the games room, I crept up behind the Oglethorpe and put a dart down her back to tickle her.
Oh, did she shake
you? No, the dart went too far and pinned her to the seat. Now she missed up the six of the best. Well, what's in that bag, Archie?
Oh, this? Oh, it's a record. Yeah, old Pratt paid for it.
That's another record.
But look at this record. Isn't it exciting? Look, Mr. Hill and I are both on the label.
Oh, you better be careful. You might fall through the hole in the middle.
Well, I tell you what, Monica, I'll put it on and let you hear it.
Oh, lovely.
There you are, then.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
No,
I can do anything.
Oh, there, before you go back, you must have eaten radishes.
Oh, it's stuck. I'll fix it. There you are.
Thank you. Please.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Oh, no, he's going too far.
Yes, I can.
Please, stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Oh,
too far.
Stop it.
How can we stop it?
Oh, well, that's your little problem solved.
Oh, Monica, now look what you've done.
It wasn't my fault. The record stood still and the gramophone started going wrong.
Monica, you've broken all the records in the lid and our record as well.
It was not to worry, Archie. Lip discs are fashionable. Now, sort out the pieces and we'll stick them together with some sticking plaster.
All right, then, go on. The pieces are under the table. Now, let's pick them up.
Come on. There's a bit.
Your eyes a little bit here.
Yes.
Another bit. Oh, and look, there's the black piece with a hole in.
Archie, that's my ear.
Well, there we are now. That's the lot. Now, we must be very careful.
As the art mistress said to the gardener. Now, I just stick the plaster on.
Oh, dear.
There we are.
What sort of a record is this going to be?
Well, you had a singing record, but now it's a comedy record as well.
But why?
He's just put a few cracks in it.
Ah, there you are, Archie. Hello, Monica. Mr. Hill just told me about your record. Where is it? I'd like to play it.
I'll put it on for you.
But, Monica, look. Here are some pieces of ours. We must have stuck bits of other records together. Do you think we ought to tell him?
No.
Well, now, come on, let's hear it. Now, where's my new pickup?
Last time I saw it, he's in the car.
That's enough. Now, I'll put it on. Now, there we are.
I can do anything better than you.
Oh, yep.
Yep, please. Sorry.
you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Now, what is this? What have you done to this record?
I don't know, but we're going to do a quick step. Come on, Archie.
Yes, come on, let's hop it. We'll be quick. Oh, I...
Hello, Archie.
Oh, Sally.
I'm in a hurry, Archie. I must get to the theatre. I'm appearing in a pantomime. It's Mother Goose.
Yes, I saw you. The goose wasn't the only one that laid an egg.
Monica, that's not true. Every day, the audience just can't wait for me to sing.
I know. I saw them running out.
Now, look here, Monica. A voice like mine only happens once in a lifetime.
Yes, but why did it have to happen in my lifetime?
Don't be so rude. Oh, you horrid, grubby little child, you.
Oh, ooh. Now, girls, please.
You're only jealous because your figure will never be like mine.
It will? At the moment, it's suffering from puppy fat.
Yes, it looks as though it's going to the dog.
Oh! Oh! You can go off people, you know.
I'm glad to say...
Girls, please, this is the last time you'll be seeing each other for a long time. Now, look, why don't you kiss and make up?
What, get poisoned? I know, Archie. Let's compromise by kissing you.
Oh, all right.
Oh. I hope my boyfriend doesn't hear about this.
Your boyfriend? Yeah, have you got a boyfriend? Oh, dear. Just like I'm stuck with Monica after all.
Oh, well, come on, Archie. I suppose you'll do until Marlon Brando makes up his mind.
Fine mess, aren't we, Mr. Hill? Fancy leaving that record lying about with Monica around.
But now,
quiet, Archie.
But I am displeased.
But listen, that's enough, Archie. Now, Mr. Hill, you're hopeless. You do the most stupid things.
Well, maybe, but at least I don't stand around talking to myself.
Well, there's only one thing. I'll go over to that psychologist and get another copy of that record, and I'll bring it along to the theatre.
Well, if he gets that record, you'll have nothing to worry about. I'll put everything we want for the talent contest in this suitcase.
I see you've packed your dress suit already.
Yeah, but it wasn't easy, you know. Every time I got it out of the wardrobe, the mop tried to pull it back. Now then, come on, it's time to get over to the theater. I'll take the case and you take the gramophone to stick in the piano.
Off they go to the talent show.
At the theater.
Da, 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 da.
For the talent competition through here. Now, there's a dressing room. The fan dancer was in there last week.
I can see that. There's an armchair by the keyhole. Come on, Archie.
Oh, that'll be brass for the record. I'll go with you.
Good evening, Dee. My name's Marlene.
Oh, hello. I'll tell you, who are those people looking over your shoulder? Oh, I'm sorry. Are you really?
Cocky wizard.
I'll say, are you a performer?
Come again.
You mean, are you in the talent competition?
Oh, no, I'm here booking the cabaret for the FOC.
What's that, the Fulham Hockey Club?
No, the Festival of the Creek. It's on now, you know, it's a festival and all the leading musicians are there.
What's the Malcolm Sargent there?
No, he's not a creeper.
Funny, when I was in the army, nearly all the sergeants were creepers.
It's lovely, you know, at the festival hall. Me and Dick went up on the roof and had a look round.
Could you see Battersea Power Station with those three great chimneys?
Yes, and Dick looked at him and said, "Man, dig those crazy crickets stumps."
I'll say, who's this fellow Dick?
Oh, he's my boyfriend, you know, and last night he kissed me with his lips.
Well, that's unusual.
And then he gave me a flying chain with an inscription inside, you know, written words. He said, "You know every trick, Dick."
How perfectly repugnant.
Yes, everybody likes it. I've been rehearsing a new number and I was full of feeling. It goes, "Paper kissing's at the end of the slippy that I send. Paper kissing, paper kissing, paper kissing, paper
kissing." Be careful, you're using too much paper.
Of course, I offered up a bit, you know, at the end because I'm a hashtag.
Sound more like a tomcat.
And after me solo, you know, we have a medley of national songs led by Ken McIntosh, and he comes marching out with a foreign hanging from his saxophone clip. He plays that new Scottish song, "When a body meets a body creeping through the road."
What are they after?
Oh. Who's this? Big Ken McIntosh. Who's terrific? He stings me.
I reckon you're three parts round the bend already.
Now, you two for the talent competition, come over to the side of the stage. You're on next.
Oh, well, I'll go out front and watch you. Goodbye.
Oh, dear. Perhaps if you come with a record, I won't be able to sing.
Yes, you will. Now, come on, son.
Now, you two, I'll have to get you now. Andrews and Hill. Never heard of you.
What? Haven't you heard of the Andrews sisters?
Yes.
Well, this is their kid brother, Archie.
But who's Hill?
Well, nobody. We haven't been on yet.
There you are, there, ladies. Well, now, take your place at the side of the stage. The next act is just coming off. Listen. I don't think they like that last act.
So I rather got the same impression.
Yeah, say, what was that?
That's the audience. They're throwing the ashtrays.
Well, they're making a lot of noise.
Well, they haven't taken them off the seat.
Hey, mister, why don't the attendants stop them?
Don't be daft, the attendants started it. Now, come on, you old man.
Oh, no, I can't go on, Mr. Hill.
Oh, no, you don't. Go on, get out there.
What can you do?
Well, leave it to me, son. I'll start off with a couple of my party people.
Oi, what are you going
to
do?
I know. Would you like to watch
Morris something.
Yes.
Good. Morris! Oh, that's a start. Anyway, Archie. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my partner and I will do for you one or two farmyard impressions. Walking down the country lane, we pause a while and listen to the farmer's dog.
Bah, bah,
bah. Bah, bah.
Sheep dog.
Here, Mr. Hill, I hear you have a brother who's an artist.
That's right, Archie. It took him 7 years to paint a lady on a donkey.
And why did it take your brother 7 years to paint a lady on a donkey?
Because he kept falling off the donkey.
I say. Did you know I was a musician?
No, are you?
Yes, I once played solo with Henry Old's band.
And how did you get on?
Shocking, I lost 16 and fourpence.
Get out of the mess by cracking their gas, and they're a success.
Oh, there are, boys. Wonderful, wonderful. So I'd like to sign you up for a long variety tour on the percentage. You start tomorrow morning. Yes, my boys, you see the world. Faraway places, distant and horizons, strange places full of strange people await you.
Oh, what a
wonderful.
The train now standing in Platform 5 will depart shortly for Scunthorpe.
Come on, Archie, that's us.
Oh, Mr. Hill will be away a long time. I'm going to miss everyone.
Now, don't worry, Archie. Everyone's come to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Master Archie. And here's something to take with you. A pot of my own made marmalade.
Oh.
I made it myself in the bathtub.
Oh, it looks lovely. Oh, I say, look, there's a slice of real orange in the bottom of a jar.
Oh, good gracious, that's a bath plug.
Archie, don't worry. I'll keep an eye on Monica for you.
Oh, shut up.
Archie, Mr. Hill, here's a bag of suckers for your journey. Marshmallows.
Oh, thanks. Oh, look in the bag, Monica. You sat on them.
Oh! What a super soggy squash.
Now, come on, Archie. It's time for us to join the train.
Why? Is it coming apart? That one was just choo-choo. Goodbye, goodbye.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Bowdersmide.
Goodbye. And remember, don't creep down the corridor when the train is standing in the station.
Well, goodbye, Archie, my boy. Take good care of him, Mr. Hill.
Archie, oh.
But, I can't leave you.
But you must, Archie. It's your future. A big career awaits you, my boy.
But what about you?
Well, don't worry. I'll be all right. I'll get by.
But you must come, too.
But why?
Well, I can't see you standing up there doing this lot by yourself.
You.
Yes, Archie's a boy, all right. Logan has had to be this week were Peter Brass, Benny Hill, Beryl Reed, Graham Stark, Shirley Eaton, Peter Madden, and the Corridor. The opening of the BBC Review Orchestra was conducted by Harry Rabinovich. And this recorded program was written by Eddie McGuire and Ronald Wolfe and produced by Roy Spear.
That was a repeat of the last in the present recorded.